says bring it on. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump in a late Thursday night statement saying he does not oppose the public release of the warrant used to raid his home last week and the FBI's affidavit to support it.
In his quote, encouraging the immediate release of those documents. Earlier Thursday, Attorney General Merrick Garland asked a judge to unseal that warrant, saying public interest leaned heavily in favor of unsealing it. That request remains with a Florida judge, but it is unclear at this point just how much information would be included with those documents.
Fox's Sean Lanchel. Attorney General Merrick Garland made a brief appearance yesterday, his first since the Monday raid, and revealed he had signed off on the search and said,
more information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time.
But Christina Bobb, a member of Mr. Trump's legal team, says the attorney general owes the American public a full explanation now.
This is what the Democrats do. They don't have any good reason for doing what they did. The pathetic presser that Merrick Garland held for 3 minutes was insufficient.
And Bobb dismisses a report that the Secret Service agent may have been the source who told the FBI where to look and when. The Ohio State Patrol has identified as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer, the man who tried to barge into an FBI office in Cincinnati yesterday.
The FBI says the suspect tried to get through the visitor's entrance. Local reports indicate he made a threat before taking off in a car. State Patrol says the suspect stopped on a rural road where Schiffer exchanged gunfire with police.
Fox's Matt Finn reports Schiffer was killed in that exchange. Actress Anne Heche, injured in a car accident Friday, will likely not recover, according to her spokesman, who says she sustained a severe brain injury. She's on life support while her organs are evaluated for possible donation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are some big changes in the advice from government health experts about COVID-19 precautions.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now updating a landslide of COVID-19 recommendations. Among them, telling non-infected Americans they no longer need to quarantine if they come into close contact with someone who has the virus, while also ending calls for social distancing. But why the changes? The CDC, citing roughly 95% of people 16 years old and up now have at least some form of COVID-19 immunity from vaccines by catching the virus or both. Jill Nato, Fox News.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom proposing the state should invest tens of billions of dollars in water recycling, storage, and desalinization over the next two decades, that is, to shore up its supplies. The state gets hotter and drier. It comes as the drought continues to grip the U.S. West, and the state prepares to lose 10% of its water supply by the year 2040. A big city art museum in California says it will return some ill-gotten works of art.
The J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles returning some ancient sculptures and other works of art that were illegally exported from Italy. The museum announcing Thursday that it will ship back a nearly life-size group of statues known as Orpheus and the Sirens next month. Four other pieces will follow at a later date, including a giant marble head, an incense burner, an ancient mold for making pendants, and a 19th century painting. The museum saying that all are believed to have been illegally excavated or removed from Italy. Paul Stevens, Fox News. News.
The Kremlin refusing to announce a full-blown mobilization as Russia suffers military losses in its invasion of Ukraine, which is now nearing the six-month mark. Such a move could be very unpopular for President Putin. Russia instead engaging in covert recruitment efforts, including using prisoners to make up for the manpower shortage. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.